Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, November 1st. A deal's been reached to get all foreign nationals and critically injured civilians out of the Gaza Strip. That's according to sources familiar with the negotiations, who say Qatar brokered the deal between Israel, Hamas, Egypt, and the US. It's the first time people have been able to leave the Strip since the conflict erupted last month. 81 injured Palestinians are expected to make the crossing, and an Egyptian border official says ambulances have arrived to help them. This deal is separate from the ongoing negotiations for the release of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. As Israel's military tries to defend striking the densely populated Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza, doctors have been describing the devastation of the attack.
They were just in their homes. Children, women, the elderly. We have no idea what to do. The injured are everywhere.
One man told CNN he was waiting to buy bread when the missiles started falling, leaving behind craters filled with bodies, saying it, quote, felt like the end of the world. Israel's military says the strike targeted and killed a top commander from Hamas and says he was one of the leaders of the October 7th terror attack. But Hamas says that leader was not there, calling the attack a heinous crime against civilians. A spokesman for the Israeli forces accused the group of hiding behind civilians when he spoke to CNN's Wolf Blitzer.
But you know that there are a lot of refugees, a lot of innocent civilians, men, women, and children in that refugee camp as well, right?
This is the tragedy of war, Wolf. I mean, we, as you know, we've been saying for days, move south.
Israel's military continues to strike southern Gaza, and aid organizations have repeatedly said nowhere in the Strip is safe. Donald Trump Jr. is expected to testify at his father's civil fraud trial in New York as early as today. After that, his brother Eric is then expected to take the stand. CNN legal analyst Ellie Honig says that because this is a civil case, two of Trump's children are being forced to testify because they're co-defendants. And they need to be careful what they say on the stand.
They can invoke the Fifth Amendment and refuse to testify, but if they do that under New York state law, the judge can consider that against them. The judge can essentially say, I'm going to assume the worst about what your testimony would have done, so there's risk either way here.
Ivanka Trump is expected to testify next week, though she's not a defendant after she was removed by an appeals court. The New York Attorney General's $250 million lawsuit alleges Donald Trump and his co-defendants committed repeated fraud over more than a decade. Trump and his co-defendants have denied the allegations. America's infant mortality rate is on the rise, for the first time in more than 20 years. That's according to a report from the National Center for Health Statistics, which says the overall infant mortality rate rose by 3% from 2021 to 2022. What's more, the mortality rate for newborns also climbed by 3%, and there was a 4% rise in deaths of children between 1 month to a year old. It's an increase that the president of the American Academy of Pediatrics described as unacceptable. Coming up, a well-known soap opera actor has died. Tyler Christopher, known for his roles on major soap operas, has died at the age of 50. A statement from his representative confirmed the actor's death. Christopher was best known for playing Nicholas Cassadine on General Hospital, a role he played on and off for 20 years and earned him a daytime Emmy. And his co-star Maurice Bernard says he, quote, relished bringing joy to fans through his acting. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.